Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Ron Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. And tonight we're going to spread some joy through the world. My guest is Marie Weichel with Spreading Joy. And what Spreading Joy does is buy Christmas gifts for people that are having challenges in life. And she also teaches computer skills whenever time to battered women and people that need a hand up. And I want to welcome to the show a very beautiful, bright young lady. Marie Weichel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rob. Merry Christmas. Can you believe it? It's here.
I don't know about you, but ever since, I get January, February, kind of, and then after March, it just gains speed. For me, it does.
It does. But you know what? There's so much to do and so much fun to have while we're doing it. I'm very excited about all the great and wonderful things that's going to be going on this Christmas. So we're just going to plug away and do what we can every single day until it gets here.
Well, I enjoy that time of year. I enjoy the spirit of it. And don't get caught up in the stress of it. Just have fun with it.
See, that is so true. So many people are so stressed out over Christmas because they kind of wait to the last minute or whatever. I have an article out on my site called Taming the Madness. There's a dozen ways to help kind of ease yourself into Christmas and just enjoy it. It's so much fun. We only get it once a year. Just don't let the stress steal your joy.
This is really kind of a sad thing to say, but we're our own killjoys.
Yeah.
Ourselves. We kill our own joy. We're trying to think everybody has to be something or our expectations of everything actually lead to the downfall of Christmas.
Yes, that is so true. Our personal expectations of what we give, of what we do, of what we want to do exceed so much more than the person that we're giving to. I mean, that's something that I struggle with every day personally. Anyway, I want to give big. I want to do more. But at Christmas time, people... our country and people all over the world are getting back to, the simple joys of giving and making a difference by spending time with each other, placing value where there is true value in the heart of who is giving, not the gift that is in those hands. You know what I mean? People are placing the value where it needs to be, but in our eyes, instead of valuing the time that we give or the things that we donate and what we do, we don't value that like we should. But it is. It's huge. It's very valuable.
That's the thing. You said something, the value in people's hands. And that is what the world is. And that's what Christmas is about, is people making things for other people. And that's kind of where we've really lost it, I think. We're too commercialized and not individualized for our giving. How do you feel about that, Marie?
We really are, and a lot of people look at how, Christmas is already in the stores and it's already playing, and today on the way home I was playing Christmas music. I'm not even going to lie about that because I love it, and it is commercialized in that way, but for me, with what I do, I go ahead and I start my Christmas shopping early, and I do some every single week, so that way, When Christmas spirit is full blown right after Thanksgiving, then I can do what I love to do. I can make a difference. When I'm walking through the aisles of the extra crowded store, I'm not worried about standing in line because I've got nearly everything I need. I'm just there because I want to be. I can hand out the Reese cups. I can give out big smiles. I can say Merry Christmas, and I can do what you said. I can enjoy the season. But a lot of people look at it as, it is commercialized, and it is. All the big and greatest and best gifts are on sale, and we all desire some of those. I have a couple of things on my wish list this year you know, that are a little more than normally what I would have. And, you know, so we do, but as long as you have a healthy mix of that, you know, you're giving what you love to give and what people love to receive, as well as, you know, making a difference for others and doing for others and doing what brings the Christmas spirit. Have you ever noticed that people are just happier at Christmas time? And it's because they're checking their lists and they're giving and they're doing and they're planning to give. You spend essentially, you know, 6 to 8 weeks planning to give. And if we could just harness that spirit throughout the whole year, that's what spreading joy is, where you plan to give a little bit every day. Of course, you can't give your family Christmas gifts every single day, but you can do a little something for someone every day. But that's why we love Christmas. That's why right here at Spreading Joy, Christmas is just huge to us, and we try to make a big difference.
And, you know, here's something that a lot of people don't understand. The family and being with friends and family on Christmas is the greatest wealth and prosperity there is in the world.
Yeah.
And you can go to spreading-joy.org and donate. Tonight on the show, we're asking for toy donations and money donations, because what Marie does is she buys Christmas gifts and gives toys to kids that wouldn't have a Christmas without Spreading Joy. So we're asking for you to give money or a toy. And also, Marie's got a book out on Spreading Joy. So Marie doesn't only talk her talk, she walks her talk. And that's a big thing. And it's a tax-deductible donation.
Hey,
so anyway,
there.
Marie, last year, they can go on your website and see the party you had last year. How many kids did you give gifts to last year?
We gave out, we had a couple of different events, but the biggest event that we do is for the women and the children of the Battered Women's Shelter. And we had anywhere from 75 to 100 children alone to come to that. And we gave out over 700 gifts last year, or maybe it was 500 gifts. I can't exactly remember. But there are pictures, there are videos. And the pictures, like when the pictures are of a lot of people, is kind of pulled far back, because you got to remember, these are women of the Battered Women's Shelter. And so even though some of them have moved out of the Battered Women's Shelter, things are still difficult for them. And they've taken the courageous step to move out and move on. And we want to be there for them, even if they've gotten into some low-income housing, because that's what our shelter does. I work with the director on just bringing joy to these ladies, but she does all the work. Her and her volunteers, they help get these ladies in some low-income housing to get them where they need to be so they can start living a good, healthy life without all the abuse. And, you know, and while Christmas and family and being together is great all by itself, if something were to happen and me and my family and my two children, all we had was time together and a Christmas meal, we would really enjoy that. We would enjoy spending time together, because we don't even get much of that. This year we've gotten the least amount of that we've ever had in our whole life, and it's been hard to adjust to that. But we would enjoy that. But when you're looking at a four-year-old in her eyes, and she's wondering, am I going to have Christmas presents? You can't tell her, well, you know, spending time together is just going to be great. And it is, and it would be. We want to do something for people like that. If you go to my site and you look at the current events and you see Christmas Joy 2012, the little girl that I'm hugging, she did that to me. She looked at me last year. She's four, and she's like, Miss Marie, are you going to give my mommy presents for me for Christmas? And me and the other workers around, there was tears. There was nothing we could do. There was tears. We couldn't stop them. And I reached down and I hugged her big. And I'm like, I said, yes, we are. I said, and you're going to get to go shopping yourself at the candy store. And you're going to get to have some fun times. And you're going to get to eat all the spaghetti and all the hot dogs and all the macaroni and cheese that you want. you know, we don't just bring them in and hand them their presents and send them on their merry little way. While that would be great and helpful, we want to invest some time and play with them and do some things with them and just encourage them and their moms that you know, that yes, it's hard. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, there's nothing under your tree, but it is not always going to be this way. And more than that, people care. People care. I have 40,000 followers, and I was thinking today, if 2,000 of those people gave $10, just $10, how much we could do for them. You know, I'm hoping that maybe next year we could give them all bikes. That would be huge in my eyes. But this year, you know, I'm hoping to get them all a nice $20-$25 gift and then get them 4 or 5 gifts that are, you know, $10-$15 range. And that's what we want to do, and we're going to do some things with them, and we're going to have the candy store for the kids, and the moms are going to get to shop and wrap and have a good time. And I wish I could record the laughter for you guys, because, you know, I never know what they're going to say if they use their names. I don't want to put that out on the internet. But there is the laughter when the moms are going through and they see the toys, and they're like, oh, she is going to love this. Oh, he is going to love that. And they're giggling with pure delight as they're wrapping those presents. You would think that we gave them all $100 bills for each of their kids. And one day that would be a great thing to be able to do too. But right now, you know, these toys are $20 toys, $25 toys. And the delight and the joy it brings these moms is amazing, amazing. And I am just so thankful for you and so many others that just partner with us, you know, year after year. This is our 4th or 5th year doing this. And I'm just excited that we can bring some joy to these ladies and kids, and we can take some time and just bring them in and say, you know, leave your cares and worries at the door. Come and have a good time. Come and have fun. And we pick them up. I get people to, you know, there's a church that'll let me use their bus. There's another one that'll let me use their van. And we go and we pick these moms and children up and bring them in. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a way. So, I mean, we really care and try to spend some time investing in them. And the whole week prior, you know, we're working hard and getting things together. But I am so excited for the opportunity. No matter what we do, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. But I'm just thankful for those that will reach deep into their hearts and say, you know what, I can give $10 to this. I can give $20 to this. And there's some that will give $100. And if you can, that would be great. But we just, you know, we're going to do what we can with what we have. We're going to ask for donations. We're going to stretch your buck as far as we can. And we're going to make this the best Christmas we can help make for these kids and moms.
And also, Marie, you get no pay for this, do you?
No. I make bi-weekly donations. I get paid every other week. And every other week, I make a donation to Spreading Joy. Anybody that works for Spreading Joy does so on a volunteer basis. We have people that will come in and help wrap, people that will help set up, people that will help pick up the food and bring it in. Everybody, including myself, volunteers. Most of my donations go to run the administrative side. Most nonprofits, you know, it takes 20, 30, 40% to run the administrative sides to pay the salaries. And as long as I'm able to, you know, I'm going to keep it like this to where whatever you give goes straight back into helping others. And some of what I give will do that too, but, you know, what I give will go into the internet cost, the website cost, the hosting cost, you know, the gas to go and pick up things. You know, sometimes I can get things at a really, really deep discount. I'll make a donation and go and buy that for the moms. So whatever I can do to donate and give myself, I'm not asking people to do something that I'm not willing to do myself. I would love to have 3 or 4 people that say, hey, you know what, I'll match your giving. I would be jumping for so much joy, you know. But, I mean, we want to put back every single penny that we can into the future for these people because, you know, their times are hard and it is tough for them. And while it might not seem a lot to some people, when these ladies are there and they're laughing and giggling and just having a grand old time and giving out the hugs on their way out. It is amazing to see and hearing the thank yous. You know, they are amazed that somebody actually cares and will take the time to put all this together. That's what just amazes them. You know, they don't complain because the gifts aren't bicycles or they're not, you know, $100 gift certificates or $150 shoes. They don't complain at all. You know, if it was real tight and real slim and I said, you know what, we're having peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, they would come and have a good time regardless because they are just so excited that somebody cares. So I just want to say publicly thank you. If any of my past donors are listening to this, thank you. You have no idea what you're giving to. And there have been several people that I met and know and tweet with on Twitter, and they come and help. You know, and they tell me, oh, we're coming back again this year, and I'm excited for that. So I want to invite people, you know, it's going to be December 15th. I need to put that on the site. If you're in the neighborhood, if you're in the area, if you're in the tri-state area, you're like, okay, it'll be an hour and a half drive to, it's a little north of Charlotte. You are more than welcome to come and help. We'll put you wrapping. We'll put you helping the kids. We've got stuff you can do. We need help. You can bring drinks. You can bring dessert. You can bring some toys. You know, and there are people too that said, you know, Marie, you know, we would like to send you toys, but the shipping on that would be crazy. One of the things I encourage people to do is send gift cards, Walmart gift cards, or even McDonald's gift cards, because what we can do is use those for the teenagers and give it to them, make them in $20 increments. And that would be gifts that, like, a teenage boy would love to get. That way he doesn't only get a football and a basketball. He can get something else, too. Because, you know, boys are a little difficult to buy for anyway, but, you know, these kind of present a little more challenging situations. So, you know, we're just thankful, Rob, that we can be used in any way at all.
Well, and so anyway, and also you can mail in your donation or your toy to Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. But also, Marie, they can go onto the spreading-joy.org website and donate money. But here's the thing. Everybody has had or will have a challenge. So now it's everybody's time to give. But I'm looking, I'm hearing your recent articles of empowerment, the powerhouse of joy. Tell somebody about that article and how you write articles for Spreading Joy.
Yeah, the articles on Spreading Joy are encouraging, and they're about different things. It's not always about what we've done or what we're going to do or what we hope to do, which those are in there. Like Powerhouse of Joy, so many people have smartphones these days, and they use them, you know, for their own stuff. I use mine for email. I use mine for text. I usually keep all my notifications turned off. But one of the things is there are, you know, you can send American greeting cards easily. It integrates with your Facebook and your email. You can encourage people that way with some of the, it's called like JustGram and TweeGram. You can make neat little pictures that say, you know, I hope you're having a great day. You can text those pictures or you can email those pictures. You, in your hands, if you have a smartphone, you have a powerhouse of joy. You have the easy ability to make a difference for people. A quick email, hey, you popped into my mind. I wanted to see how you're doing. What's going on in your world? Are you doing okay? It would only take 2 or 3 seconds to type that up and send that off. You have the technology in your hands to make a difference every day. You know, while you're waiting in line, while you're doing whatever, you can, you know, whip up a neat little picture and send that to somebody. You can send an e-card. There's so much that you can do. One of the things we do, like with Taming the Madness, if you go to my site and you search, you can do madness and it'll come up with that article. There are a dozen ways to help tame the holiday madness so that way you can enjoy the Christmas time. it doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be, you know, every night, you know, people bickering back and forth, do this, do that, do this, do that. You know, you can ease yourself into the holiday season. You know, there are times that, you know, like your children are growing up and you want them, you know, just to remember some things. Remember that you matter. Remember, you know, those kind of encouraging things. There are articles like that on there, but, you know, that I've written personally for my son to always remember. And then there's the articles on there, too, that deal with the hard things. Like my most recent one is on depression. You know, it's cold out. The nights are longer. The days are shorter. This is when people struggle with depression the most. And I'm not by any means a doctor or anything, and I don't have all the answers for depression. But I know that, you know, I know the warning signs. I know when it's knocking on my door, and I know what I need to do to, you know, kind of help put it at bay. And it's just honest truth, talking to people about, you know, depression, talking to people that feel like they're just engulfed in just some dark times, as well as the good times and joyful times. You know, a lot of people tell me, they're like, you know, Marie, the only reason you're out there spreading joy and you're just positive is because you got everything hunky-dory. I don't. And I'm not going to. We all will face troubles. We all will face hard times. It's just a matter of when. You know, yes, I enjoy good times. This weekend was a great weekend. My son's been in college all year. He surprised even me. I had no idea he was coming home. He was only home for 24 hours, and he ended up spending 24 hours in a car, you know, 12 hours one way, 12 hours back the other way. But, you know, it was a great weekend. So, yes, there are great things, but, yes, there are times when the tears just won't stop. And so at my website, spreading-joy.org, you're going to find a mixture. You're going to find the good things. You're going to find the hard things. You're going to find ways to make a difference without spending a penny. You know, because we know that it's just real, and it's not always easy, and it is not always happy, but there can be joy through the tears, because you know it's not always going to last. And that's just some of the things you can do. And you can sign up for the Articles of Encouragement. It'll come straight to your inbox. You don't have to go looking for it. I try to publish something every week, you know, just to kind of keep, you know, just to keep things new, to keep things refreshed, and to show people, you know, yes, there's good, yes, there's bad, and yes, there's everything in between. And I encourage people, if you've got an article on depression, you know, put the link out there in the comments so my readers can go out and find yours. If you've got a link on, you know, tips to help take care of the crazy times and taming the madness, put that link in the comments, and I'll go out, I'll check it out, I'll approve it, and you know, my readers can come and find your items very easily when you do that. So it's just a way to help encourage people even more, because kind words and encouraging words are powerful.
And yes, they are, but also with spreading joy. You know, putting a smile on a kid, giving a donation for putting, how would you, that make people feel good? I'm on the spreading-joy.org website. I'm looking at the Spreading Joy Daily, a book that Marie wrote about spreading joy. And you can also purchase the book off the website or at Amazon.com. And you can also see the donate button up on the right side. And it's a tax-free donation, because this is a 501(c)(3), I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. 501(c)(3),
yeah. And Marie, when, you know, people end up in situations really through over time because of many things. Mm-hmm. But in the battered shelter, how is the self-esteem really low, but with something like spreading joy, you raise their self-esteem and actually put a smile on the parent's face because somebody cares?
Oh, yeah. You know, these women, they've lived in abusive situations for who knows how long. And they've been told they're worth nothing, and they may have heard that as children. And you know the children have heard it. Kids hear things. And when I go and I before the ladies shop, I take some time and give them some words of encouragement. I talk to them and I tell them, one year it was, this is how I see you. I see you as beautiful. I see you as strong. I see you this way. And one of the ladies afterwards, she told me, she was like, Marie, you know, that was very encouraging what you said. She's like, but I'm not strong. I'm not courageous. I'm pretty weak and pretty fearful. And I told her, I said, oh, no, you're not. I said, you have stepped out of a horrible situation into the unknown with your children. You don't know what's going to happen. You are strong enough to do this. And you're courageous enough to do this. You're going to make it. You've already taken the hardest step. And I recognize these things in these ladies. And sometimes when you're in the middle of it, and it, even though you've stepped out, and even though you've gotten yourself out of the abusive situation, the tendency is to think, how could I have been so stupid to ever be there to begin with? And they beat themselves up. And we try to encourage them, no. You know, we all make mistakes. We all make bad choices. We all have things that we're like, oh, how did I not see that coming a mile away? And we can't go back and change things. But what we can do is learn from it. So we try to talk to them about, you know, don't let your past define your future unless you're learning from it. Just because things are bad in the past does not mean things are going to be bad in the future. You know, learn from it. Learn from it in your next relationship. Learn from it when you're teaching your children what to look for in a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Use what you just went through and learn from it. Because a lot of the ladies, they feel horrible and they don't feel strong and they don't feel powerful and they don't feel courageous, but they are. And that is one of the things we do. I make sure we take the time to talk to them and let them know that there is no judgment here. What you've done, what you were in, that's in the past. We're looking at right here. We're looking at right now. And we're going to encourage you to keep going, to keep taking a step forward. And that's what we do. That's why, you know, I'll spend hours typing up resumes for these ladies and not charging them. I'll help them learn how to fill things out on the internet and not charge them, because I want them to be able to do this. I want them to be empowered. I want them to be able to feel like they are going to make it, because they are going to make it, because they are strong. So it is, you know, Christmas joy. It's not just handing out presents. You know, we literally are handing out joy. We're handing out hope. And we're handing out love. And I tell you, you know, some of these kids will go up and just hug some of the workers, and they'll laugh and they'll giggle, and the moms will hug the workers and the people that are helping them wrap. And we have men that will bring their truck to help load up toys and to get people home. Because what happens is, if you have a mom that's got three kids, she's got three huge bags of toys. Getting them over, you know, on buses where it was completely filled, there's no room for those bags. So we have them that will follow in behind them. And that way, when they get out, they'll hand them their bags and they can take the wrapped presents and put them under the tree. And the tree is no longer empty. And that means their hearts are no longer empty. And that's what matters. So we're, you know, while we're handing out those toys, we're handing out so much more. And it's only because of the people that give, and that give from their heart. And we are just so thankful for that.
And you're giving out emotional energy of expansion. I want to give out the mailing address so you can mail your toy or your cash donation to Spreading Joy Corporation's P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And up in on spreading-joy.org is a donate button, a tax-free donate button. So give so some kid can have a smile on their face, because they're innocent of the situation. It's just their parents are having a challenge, and that's all it is. And now, Marie, we're down to the end of the show. And would you give people some wisdom, some Spreading Joy wisdom, and we'll close out the show.
I will, and thank you, Rob, so much for allowing me this time. You know, I just want to say it doesn't matter what size gift you give. It doesn't matter how big you think it is. When you give to Spreading Joy and you're making a difference with what you have, you're giving huge hope, huge joy. When we all partner together, we're all making a difference. And when you do that and you give what you can with what you have and you're making a difference that way, you're going to see that there is no joy like spreading joy to other people. Have fun spreading joy. Have fun making a difference. Thank you, Rob.
I want to thank Marie and all the listeners. And Marie will be back December 4th, 2012. Marie's here the first Tuesday of every month when we can all get together so we can spread joy, because people in the world, we have to reach out to help other people, because you never know when that hand is going to be held out for you because of your circumstances in your life. Thank you, Marie, and thank you all the guests. And Thursday night I'll be here. I'll be doing the show myself. I'm going to talk about something that I just expanded into. And Marie, thank you very much, and all the guests.
Thanks, Rob.
And I wish you a happy Thanksgiving now, because I don't know if I'll talk to you between now and then. Mm-hmm. And all the people on the line, I'll see you, and we will talk to you later.